searching for happiness, this the way to go. You say you want peace, this the way to go. If you trying to see Jesus, this the way to go. We all wanna live, this the way to go.
The show,
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 this the way to go.
The show.
You are now listening to the Way to Go Youth Podcast with Pastor Jerome Baker. This podcast is an outreach of A Place of Refuge Church located in Carrollton, Georgia, where the pastor is Bishop Barry Walker. Our vision is to help youth and young adults to be productive in every aspect of life according to God's Word. Now, let's receive Pastor Baker with today's message. You are listening to The Way to Go. Thank you for listening to today's message. Please be sure to stop by Pastor Baker's website. Go to www.jeromeabaker.com. Until next time, remember, Jesus came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. You just need to know the way to go.
MSW. Now, the main subject in our verse of John 10 and 5 is a stranger or strangers. A number of meanings for stranger, but I just want to give you a couple. A stranger, first of all, is an enemy. An adversary. A stranger, when it comes to the people of God, is someone that opposes us. They are our enemy or adversary. Help me out. What is a stranger? An enemy or an adversary? An enemy is someone that don't want you to succeed. Someone that does not want you to be successful or happy. Jesus taught in this verse that strangers have a voice. Strangers will try to guide us, instruct us in life, or even teach us things in life. So strangers have a voice. Now, as a young person, young adult, even an adult, it is vital that you are able to discern correctly who is your enemy or against you. You got to be able to determine at school, on your job, in your family, and so forth, when a person is for you or against you. Because all of us, no matter how nice you may be, how quiet you may be, popular and so forth, you have enemies. And what we don't want to do is be friends with our enemies. And we don't want our friends, who we should be close to treat them like enemies. Okay, you got to have good judgment as a young person. Would y'all agree? Now, I want to show us three common enemies that we all have as faith walkers. Three common enemies. Now, before I do that, let me say this, and I want you to listen real closely as I say this. God and his servants should never be your enemy.
That's right.
Okay? God and his servants should never be your enemy. God is for us. God's servants are for us. Now, God and his servants, they use truth to help us. And sometimes, young folk, truth hurts. Truth will shine a light on your sin. Truth will show you where you are coming up short. But don't let the fact that truth is shining on you cause God or his servants to become your enemy. And it can happen if you're not careful. It happened in scripture so much so that Paul had to ask an entire church in Galatia, in Galatians 4 and 16, you see it here. He said, look, have I become your enemy because I tell you the truth? And you got some folk, they can't handle the truth. And so when people tell them the truth, instead of embracing them, they allow that person to become their enemy. You don't do that. Never look at God or his servants that give you the truth as your enemy. Because Jesus is truth, right? Jesus is the way and the truth. His word is truth. John 17, 17. Sanctify them with your truth. Your word is truth. So even though you may come to church, even though your parents may tell you the truth about yourself, sometimes you may not want to hear it. They may bust your little bubble or step on your feet, or you may have a real friend in your life and your real friend tells you the truth about you. No, don't let that person become your enemy just because they are telling you the truth. And I got to be honest with y'all, I have done that before. I have looked at folk crazy because they told me the truth, and I just really needed to just humble myself and accept, hey, they telling me the truth. Y'all ever been there?
Yeah.
All right. So after today, we should learn. Don't let somebody become your enemy that's telling you the what? The truth. All right? So let's look at these three common enemies. Okay? And you're gonna have to deal with these enemies that I'm going to deal with as a young person, young adult, single person, married person. We cannot avoid these three enemies. Well, I fast and pray. That's wonderful. But you still going to have to deal with these enemies. Well, I bring God his tithe and his offering. Well, guess what? You still going to have to deal with these enemies. All right? All right. Let's go to 1 Peter. 1 Peter 5 and 8, and let's look at our first common enemy as a faith walker. 1 Peter. They need to put on y'all apps like some volume so when you scroll and it sound like pages. They really do, because I just miss hearing pages turn. But nevertheless, thank y'all for going on your phone. 1 Peter 5 and 8 reads, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion. Look at this enemy, seeking whom he may devour. The devil is our chief enemy. Yeah, we can't see him, but he sees us. And according to the verse, this enemy is looking to mess our life up. And so we have to be aware of that. We have to be aware and conscious of God, but we also have to be aware and conscious that there are demons that want to mess our life up. A demon will use a person, a thing, the internet, whatever he can use to mess our life up, to corrupt us, to separate us from God, try to get us to backslide, tempt us with evil, and so forth. So we have to be aware that demons are real, and they're not our friend. Tell somebody, the devil is not your friend. That's right. Don't make the same mistake that Eve did. She became friends with the serpent. when all he wanted to do was mess her up. And he did. He deceived her. And you know, there are young folk being deceived by demons every day because they are not aware that he wants to devour them. Don't you know that demons or devils, they come but not for to steal, help me out, kill and destroy. So I got to be aware of that. I can't be walking around ignorant that I have an unseen enemy that wants to mess me slap up. Am I right about it? Okay. Let's go to Galatians 5. Galatians 5, and we're going to look at verse 16 and 17. Now, we'll have to deal with demons and devils, but this is the key with demons and devils. Just don't give them no place. That's what Paul said, give no place to the devil. Don't give him an opportunity to mess you up, right? And if he does show up in your life, put the word on. I said, put the word on the devil. That's what Jesus did. But nevertheless, Galatians 5, 16, 17, Paul says, I say then, help me out, walk in the spirit or the word, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to one another. Look at this. So that you do not do the things that you wish. Now, the devil goes to and fro. So we occasionally have to deal with demons. But this second enemy, the flesh, you got to deal with this enemy every day. Every day. People like to say the devil is busy, but I believe the flesh is busy. More so on a daily basis than devils and demons. Yeah. Because you can cast the devil out and he leave you, the Bible say, for a season. But the flesh, young folk, you got to deal with your flesh every single day. And notice the text. The flesh has its own desires. It wants to do what it wants to do. Now, the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, and the Word in you, it wants to do the will of God. But the flesh and the Spirit, they oppose. They're enemies. Yeah. They are contrary to one another. Y'all see it? So every day, young folk, you got to make sure you're walking in the will of God, the Word of God, and not in your own desires. Jesus said, if anybody is going to follow me, the first thing he need to do is deny himself. Deny that flesh. Woo, I know you want to do something that's pleasing to your flesh, but you got to put your flesh under subjection. Oh, look how my young folk are real quiet. Do your flesh ever rise up? Do you have evil desires, ungodly desires? And it ain't got nothing to do with the devil. Yeah, it's just that sinful nature. Sometimes you want to look at something that you know you got no business looking at. Sometimes you want to touch something you have no business touching. That's that flesh. Oh, sometimes you want to go places so your flesh can find some pleasure. Oh, but you and I, we got to put that flesh under subjection. Now look, check this out. Your mama may be in her 50s, but guess what? She still got to deal with her flesh. Yeah, you in your teens, in your 20s, you still got to deal with your flesh. I'm a pastor, but that don't exempt me. Guess what I got to deal with? The flesh. Spirit want to pray. Flesh want to play the game. The spirit wants to go to church. The flesh want to stay in the bed. Woo! Look how y'all looking at me. Y'all looking at me like, no, Pastor Baker, I'm consecrated and I belong to the Lord. Yeah, you belong to the Lord, but you got that flesh nature. Yeah, I said you got that flesh nature and you can't fool me. You can look at me real hard and don't smile, but everybody in here got that flesh nature. Mm-hmm. And you got to fight that flesh every single day. Paul, young folk, was an apostle. He said, it got so bad, he said, Lord, who can deliver me from this wretched body? Who can deliver me when I want to do right? Man, I got to battle this flesh to do the right thing. So y'all can't sit there and act like y'all so holy and got 10 degrees of the Holy Spirit. No, you got to deal with that flesh. You can't tell me when you scrolling on TikTok, brothers, Instagram, brothers, and you see some of these pictures, you see some of these videos, and if you're not careful, that don't move you in some kind of way. Oh, no, you can't tell me when Sierra put out junk. That no, you know I like it, Tom. You know I like it, Tom. You know you can't tell me when Megan Good come across that screen and you, good God, look at them lips. Look at them. Oh, God, she's showing too. You can't tell me that don't deal with you. That flesh, man. You ain't dead. I said, you ain't dead. Pastor, you married? Yes, but I got this flesh. I see some things. It's real out here. How many know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Yeah. You working? And back before you got saved, your jam you used to listen to, and all of a sudden they start playing your old jam. You're like, good God, I got to stop tapping my foot. I got to stop tapping my foot. I remember that song. If you don't control your foot, your mind will go back to your sinful days. Oh, we used to have a good time. Oh, man, Friday, 10 o'clock. Man, right about now, we used to be such and such and such and such. You got to put that flesh under subjection. Every day. Every day. If you're calling yourself a faith walker and you're not putting that flesh under subjection, you a mess. Yeah, you in a crazy situation because that flesh has its own desires. If I'm right about it, somebody shout, he right about it. Right. So what's our first enemy? Devil, demons. Now look, we ain't going to deal with the devil. No, he ain't going to mess with us. Not the devil. But we will have to deal with demons. What's our second enemy? And how often do we have to deal with the flesh? Yeah, every day. You ever want to cuss somebody out? Yeah. Yeah. You ever want to slap somebody? Yeah. Yeah. You ever want to rob somebody? I'd take it. I'm going to get that phone. That, yeah. That flesh, it has its own desires. Galatians 1. Now, this one right here. I want to take a few minutes to deal with because this is so important, and this is an enemy that is attacking grown folk and young folk in our day and time real hard. Okay? Let's go to Galatians 1. Y'all still with me? All right. And I want you to notice, I believe, Galatians 1 and 8. And this will be our third common enemy. Paul says, but even if we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel to you than what we have preached to you, let him be accursed. Our third enemy, young folk, is anyone that preaches another gospel. Anyone. Anyone that preaches another gospel. Now, gospel is just simply a good message, a good news, okay, about the salvation of Jesus Christ. The good news of salvation through Jesus Christ. That's the gospel. The Bible says it like this: I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is the power of God unto salvation. So what I teach you every week is the gospel. Because it's based upon Jesus or Christ, the anointed one, and it will cause salvation. What is salvation? Deliverance, protection, and prosperity. Now, if anybody else come to you trying to give you another message, that person is an enemy. The Bible says it like this: they are an enemy of the cross. Any other gospel. Now, check this out. Back in my day, when I was your age, in order for us to hear a different type message or teaching, we would have to just go listen to somebody. You meet up with somebody, and they would start giving you game. They would start, hey, man, you know, the black man, such, 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 and you know this, that, and such. Or you have to go to a church, and you hear some preacher preaching doctrine that was not sound. But nowadays, you can get another gospel or another message right there on your phone. And it's so easy. Oh, I said it's so easy for young people to hear another message. Well, I know Pastor showed me in the scripture about tithing. But they saying on social media that tithing is Old Testament and we shouldn't do that. But I done showed you in scripture how we should render to God what's his. And the tithe belonged to God. The tithe is holy. So that means you hearing another message. And so when you hear another message, you need to say, hey, that's an enemy of the cross right there. I don't need to receive that. Man. They saying only 144,000 folk gonna make it into heaven. And you watch that video, and then you scroll up, and the algorithm pick up, and it send you another video of somebody who got the same message. And so you be looking at it on your phone. Man, only 144,000 folk going to heaven? And you receive that, you're gonna be messed up. No, 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 no. That's another gospel. Or you hear a celebrity, one of your favorite YouTubers, on live or in an interview, I don't believe in God. I don't believe you got to go to church. I believe you can talk to God to yourself. Guess what that is? That's another gospel. That person needs to be your enemy. No, I ain't receiving that. And technology, young folk, make it so easy for young people to receive another gospel. But look at what Paul said. Anybody come preaching another gospel, even an angel from heaven, let them be accursed. You know, back in the day, Jesus, they didn't have the J sound, so they didn't say Jesus. We say Yahshua and all of this and the black man. No, hold up, brother. I know what worked. I know that there's no other name under heaven given to men while we must be saved. So when you hear Hebrew Israelites preaching stuff, no, I don't receive that. That's another gospel. Y'all mighty quiet. I know y'all exposed to this stuff. When you go on college campuses, you get to talking to people and so forth, you're going to hear other messages. But you have to realize if it don't line up with the word, that's an enemy of the cross. You'll hear people say some of these, you could take a picture of it. I'm not going to go through all of them, but you'll hear people say, hey, once saved, always saved. No, that ain't gospel. Because the Bible talks about how a dog can vomit, leave it alone, and come right back to the vomit and eat it up. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Then you got preachers out here just talking crazy stuff. You don't need the Holy Spirit. No, we know that's another gospel. That's a lie. When Jesus said, I got to die and leave so you can have the Holy Spirit, it's to your advantage. No, I'm not going to receive that. And the list goes on. Folks say, you don't need a pastor. Man, you don't read the Bible because men wrote the Bible. Come on now. These were holy men that were moved by the Holy Spirit. They only wrote what God told them to write. Come on, am I talking to anybody? Have y'all ever been exposed to another gospel before? Yeah, you don't receive that. It don't matter if it's coming from your cousin. It don't matter if it's coming from somebody in your family, on your team. No, let that person be a curse if it's not lining up with Scripture. So who are our enemies? Three common enemies. Say them loud. Come on. What's our first one? Devil, demons. What's our second one? The flesh. And what's the third one? Anybody that come preaching what? Any other gospel. That means if I come in here talking something crazy that ain't lining up with the word, you love pastor, but pastor, no, I can't go along with you. No, you on some other stuff, pastor, because that ain't Bible. That's how you got to be. Because what some folk will do is they'll keep following a pastor that start preaching erroneous doctrine. No, I ain't following nobody in no ditch. What about you? Right? All right. So how many got a good understanding of our enemies? Now, in our text, Jesus says that our enemy is a stranger. And he's clear about how we should deal with strangers, the voice of strangers. When you hear your flesh talking, when you hear demons talking, when you hear other people giving you another message, those are strangers. And Jesus is clear on how to deal with strangers. He tells us in the verse, first of all, in John 10 and 5, that God's sheep, faith walkers, will by no means, help me out, follow a stranger. By no means. By no means should we follow a what? Stranger. You know what by no means mean? You don't make no exception. No exceptions. I don't care who it is. You don't side with a stranger. There's this guy on social media. I saw him on TikTok. And he does these social experiments with children and teenagers to see if they will follow strangers. His purpose for doing videos is to see if they will just take a stranger's word, get in the car with them, and leave. And he goes to parks, and he would ask children, and he's recording this with the parents' consent. Hey, you like candy? And the kid, yeah. He's like, here, you want some candy? Yeah. He said, I got some more. Come on with me. And he'll just take the child, and the child get in the van, just following a stranger. But then most folk in the comments be like, yeah, that worked with kids, but it won't work with teenagers and young adults. He showed up at a high school, pulled up in a car, said, hey, your mom said I need to give you a ride home. Man, these jokers said, okay. Got in the car, and he took off. Till finally one guy, he was like, hold on, let me call my mama. I don't know you. You are a stranger. I can't follow you. I'm not going to go along with you just because you say something. Just because you say you want me to follow, that's how we have to be, young folk. By no means. You don't make exception. Now, I hear you preacher up there teaching me something, but you better show me some Bible to back it up. Because I'm not going to follow you if what you're telling me ain't going to line up with God's word. That's why when I teach, Bishop Walker and others teach, and we make statements, we'll quote scripture right behind it. We'll take you and show you in the word because we don't want you following nobody strange. We don't want you following nobody strange because they can lead you astray. You don't go along with nobody. You don't go along with anybody. That's what it means to follow. You meet a girl, you meet a guy. Yeah, I'm Christian. Because how many know mostly everybody, they're going to tell you, yeah, I'm Christian. I go to church. You just don't jump on that. You take your time and you sit back and you have to watch. The Bible talks about this, young folk. You look at the fruit that's on the tree. You just don't follow it. Oh, man, they said they saved. They said they Christian. No, you don't go by what somebody just say. Until they are official, that's a stranger. You don't know them like that. You meet somebody at school, you go off to college, you go to the military. You just don't meet somebody in 2 days. Yeah, that's my friend. What? that's your friend? You done gave them your cell number, your IG tag. You done gave them all your information. What? Who's simple like that? You don't know them. If you want to keep contact, look, let me get your stuff. I'm not going to give you my stuff. Because if I find out you a stranger, I don't want you to keep. Where you at? Where you at? I got enough going on in my life. Yeah. Bible says it like this. The righteous choose their friends carefully. By no, you don't make no exceptions. I love my wife. I really do. I really do. I have given and devoted 26 years of my life into marriage with her. Now, if she had the mic, she could flip this, right? Okay, I got the mic. Okay. But if she start acting strange, it's just, it's going to be some changes. Woo, look how y'all looking at me. But that's your wife. You are right. But I got Bible. Look at how Job let his wife. No, hold up now. You've been hanging around some foolish or some strange women. Why are you talking the way you talking? Y'all know what I teach you. You can be close to folk, but don't get too close. You don't need to get too close to where you can't tell somebody the truth or cut them loose. Yeah. You don't make no exceptions. No exceptions. Look at somebody say, no exceptions. That's right. No exceptions. This is what Jesus taught. This is what his sheep do. By no means. No, I can't support you no more. No, not when I hear you talk about Jesus like that. No, I can't support you. Yeah, you make me laugh. I like this and like that, but I can't go there with you. By no means. I can't follow no stranger. Is this too tough for y'all? Yeah. But then he says, look, in the same verse, they will by no means follow a stranger, but what will they do? They flee. Oh, Lord. We got to flee from strangers. Leave them what? Alone. Shun them. Avoid them. Stay away from. Unsubscribe. Unfollow. Block. Report. Mute. Do that on social media. I'm reporting you. I'm muting you. I'm blocking you. I'm avoiding you. I don't want none of your stuff coming up in my feed. You are strange. Man, I be looking at news feeds, and I'm like, why are these pictures of women asking me do I want to be their friend keep coming up in my feed? And why is it just showing their breasts and their face? What is going on? Let me mute you. You are a stranger. Let me report you. Don't let me just click on it and see where you from. No, I ain't going to do that. The algorithm going to send me some more folk like you. No, let me flee from you. Look at the brother smiling now. You're like, oh, she cute. Where's she from? Man, that algorithm act like the devil, don't it? That algorithm be like, oh, you like that? Let me feed you some more of that. Let me feed you some more of that. No, we need to shun strangers. Avoid strangers. Stay away. Back in the 80s, I believe it was, they had a movement called Stranger Danger. Whenever a stranger showed up, they were training young people to start yelling, Stranger Danger. Stranger danger in my area. This is my personal space. Leave me alone. But I love how Jesus said, no, you don't put the effort on somebody else. You have to flee. It's your responsibility to cut the person off. You got to initiate the severing of the relationship. And see, this is what I found out. Most young adults, even grown folks, and some young folks, instead of fleeing, you know what they do? They focus on strangers. They focus. Don't focus on them. Leave them alone. Flee from them. Don't focus. Flee. That's what folk do. They just, you should be leaving them alone, but they'll just, well, maybe they change. you know, maybe things will be different this time. No, you got too much focus on a stranger. Leave the stranger alone. Leave them alone. Flee from them. Don't be friendly with them. Leave them alone. They are trying to convert you. They're trying to get you to leave Christ. Trying to get you out of bigger and better. No. Flee from them. Leave them alone. I got to read this. I got to show y'all this. Y'all still with me? All right. Romans 16:18. Paul says, for those who are such do not serve our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly. Look at this. By smooth words and flattering speech, they deceive the hearts of the simple. See, if you don't leave a stranger alone, it's just a matter of time before they deceive you. They're putting game on you, talking you into doing something you know you shouldn't be doing. But they put in smooth words and flattering speech. God will forgive you. Man, it's all right. Man, it ain't gonna hurt nobody. You'll be good. Look at me. Ain't nothing happened to me. They put in them smooth words and flattering speech. And see, if you don't flee from a stranger, sooner or later, they're going to deceive you. They're going to get over on you. Oh, how I end up in this situation. You didn't flee that stranger. How did I end up here? That's what happens when you don't leave strangers alone. Leave them alone. Soon somebody show you that they like to get high. You should be saying, gotta leave them alone. It was fun while it lasted. Gotta go. Where you going, homeboy? Somewhere else. Gotta go. Soon as you find out that he or she is a freak, dog. Man, gotta go. Flesh gonna be like, no, you don't. No, you don't. You can stay just a little while. No, gotta go. Golly. Dog ain't know she would like that. Because if not, you're going to be deceived. You're going to be deceived. That's what Eve did. I talked about her earlier. She kept hanging around that serpent. And whoever the Lord talking to, I hope you listen. You can't play these games. I'm strong enough. It ain't like that. You're being too deep. No. This is for real. This is warning to somebody. You better flee from strangers before you get deceived. Leave him alone. Leave it alone. Man, you know, if you just put in $1,500, you're going to get back in 10 days. You're going to get $20,000. Just put in $1,500. Just put in $1,500. You put in $1,500? No, I ain't put in $1,500. But if you put in $1,500, in 10 days, you're going to get $20,000. That sounds so good. But you need to be lit. Well, why you ain't put in 15? Did it work for you? No. That's a scam. You just don't go along with that. Leave strangers alone. Look at the text again. Y'all still with me? For those who are such do not serve our Lord Jesus Christ, but they serve what? Their own belly. Strangers only care about themselves. They only care about what they can get out of you. They're not concerned about your well-being, your success. Oh, no. They're only concerned about their belly, their desire. How they can get over on you. That's what I love about Daniel and his friends. We call them the Hebrew boys. One of their traits is they were clever. The Bible says they were quick to understand. That's how we got to be. They understood that the king was the king, but he didn't serve God. He was an idol worshiper. And he used smooth words and flattering lips to deceive a whole nation. Got everybody to bow down, but they said, no, we ain't bowing down. We know the God that we serve is able to deliver us. No, you ain't gonna trick us. We're not going along with this strange teaching. That's how we have to be, young folk. Are y'all hearing me? That's how we have to be. You don't let folk get over on you. Even if it's somebody you go to church with. You don't let folk get over on you. You go to the party, you thinking it's just a birthday party. Somebody show up. Now you know them, but you didn't know they was a stranger. And they start flirting with you. And you be like, we go to church together. We go to school together. I think you're cute. Come over here in this room with me. Okay. What are we gonna do in this room? No, you don't be that simple, because if you go in that room, got them. Just go in this room. Everybody in the other room doing whatever, and you back in the room. Y'all know how I know about the room, because back when I was y'all age, it was some rooms back then, too. And you try to get somebody to go with you in the room. Yeah, that's a stranger trying to deceive you. That flesh. What you got right there? Let me unbutton this. You're so cute. Anybody ever told you that? You're so cute. Unbutton. Can I kiss you right there? Is that okay? Now we laughing, we snickering. But it's real. Now we talked about it before, but can I see it this time? Remember what we talked about? Can I see it? If I show you mine, you show me yours. Y'all see, I ain't laughing. Parents ain't got no idea. Time you get the invite to the room, you need to be like, stranger danger, stranger danger. You don't go to the room. And if you ever been to the room, don't go back. That's it. Don't go back. We used to go to church looking for folk we could get over on. Now, I wasn't saved. Y'all hear me? I was letting the devil use me. I wasn't saved. But listen, if you Christian, you got to look at, as a young man, the young lady you go to church with, if she say, that should be like your sister. Yes, that's right. You should consider that to be your sister in Christ. Yes. We ain't going to do that. You filling out and you looking good, but now I got to put this flesh under subjection. Yeah. And you would think this just happened with kids in middle school, high school. It happens even beyond. No. Because that flesh, again, is selfish. You'd be thinking about your own desires. Them hormones. You'd be horny, as we say. And some of you don't have parents to talk to you like this. No, we don't talk about this at my house. Need to be talked about. But that's why the Bible, listen to me, says that the church is the pillar of truth. You're going to have these incidents in life. Things are happening in life, and you need to know how to deal with it. So you just flee. Let them talk about you. Let them talk about you. That's cool. That's fine. That's a part of life. Folk gonna talk about you, whether you a guy or a girl. Man, you scared of booty, man? God, no, man. You scared of that? Man, you can't handle that, man. Let me talk to her. No. It's a time and place for that. God wants you to be sexually active one day. It's a time and season for that. Just not right. Not right now. Woo! Now, y'all remember we started the message off, don't let the truth from the preacher become your enemy. Y'all still love me? All right. Then he says in John 10:5, yet they will by no means follow a stranger, look at this, but will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of strangers. The voice of strangers, they don't know. They don't accept it. They don't receive it. And finally, young folk, when it comes to the voice of strangers, you don't obey. You don't go along with it. And there are some things strangers promote. It's popular, young folk. It's popular. Whether it's someone you know or someone you don't know, or a celebrity or someone on the internet, you don't know that. You don't accept that. You don't go along with the trend of the world or whatever a stranger is promoting. Amen. No, you don't. No, I don't know that voice. I don't go along with that. You have to have this mindset. That may work for you, but that ain't working for me. Right. When you look in scripture, young folk, look. When David got ready to battle Goliath, Saul, who was known for getting in the flesh, gave David some armor to put on. When he gave David the armor to put on, David, it didn't fit him right. You know what David said? I don't know that. No, I'm not going to use that. That may work for you, Saul, but I'm just going to take these rocks and this slingshot. God has already equipped me with what I need. And that's how you have to be when it comes to dealing with strangers and they trying to tell you different things to do. No, God ain't equipped me with that. No, I know giving works, I'ma stick with that. I know prayer works, I'ma stick with that. I know going to church, that works, I'm gonna stick with that. So I can't receive what you want me to do. I can't obey what you're telling me to do. I'm going to stick with what I know works. That's why we give you the word, break it down. If you put it into action, you'll taste and see for yourself the Lord is good. But if you never put the word in action, you won't know that the word effectively works. It works. If you know it works, come on and look at somebody and say, the word works. Yeah, the word works if you work it. And so when you find out the word works and you start hearing all these other strange voices in life, you have to be like, look, that ain't going to work for me. I'm going to do what God wants me to do. And how do we know what God wants us to do? He ain't going to do nothing except he reveal his secrets, his plan to his servants, the prophets. When we come to church, God going to be telling us what to do. And now what he telling us and teaching us as faith walkers, we need to follow his voice and not strange voices. Just stick to what God wants us to do. It's working. Tell somebody, say, God's way, it works. Just don't follow strange voices. Don't follow strange voices. If you have been, stop it. Don't do it no more. Leave here with the determination. I'm not following no strange voices, whether it's coming from my own flesh, whether it's coming from demons, or whether it's coming from some other source. If it's contrary to God's word, I ain't with it. Am I right about it? And that's the mindset we have to have. We have to have that mindset when it comes to the voice of strangers. No, by no means. I'm not you my kinfolk, but you're talking crazy. I can't go along with you. I can't agree with you. That ain't what's in the Bible, and that's not what I have been taught according to the scripture. I'm not following the voice of strangers. I'm fleeing from the voices of strangers, and I don't know them voice. How many understand? I'm trying to make this so plain, so simple. So when you hear something contrary to God's word, you know how to respond. Right? You don't let nobody intimidate you. You make your own decisions based upon God's word. And when it comes down to it, we do not know the voice of strangers. Y'all got it? I'm going to stop right there. Let's give God a hand clap for the teaching on this morning. Lord, that was some good teaching.
You are now listening to the Way to Go Youth Podcast with Pastor Jerome Baker. This podcast is an outreach of A Place of Refuge Church located in Carrollton, Georgia, where the pastor is Bishop Barry Walker. Our vision is to help youth and young adults to be productive in every aspect of life according to God's word. Now, let's receive Pastor Baker with today's message. You are listening to The Way to Go. Thank you for listening to today's message. Please be sure to stop by Pastor Baker's website. Go to www.jeromeabaker.com. Until next time, remember, Jesus came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. You just need to know the way to go.